A couple of beauty songs to celebrate the first anniversary of the morning Zoom. Shaka Khan, I'm every woman and I am woman. Helen Reddy. This is the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane and producer Andy and Cake. Vaccination passports in Ontario no longer mandatory starting today. And that rule change makes some people and businesses happy and others a little more cautious. Our guest is Serena Whitney, programming director at Toronto's oldest movie theater, The Review Cinema on Roncesvalles, where proof of vaccination is still required. Welcome to the show, Serena.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, Serena. Tell us about your heritage site, The Review Cinema. It's one of those theaters that reminds us, even us, we're not that old, but reminds us of our childhood when you would go and there would just be one theater and it would be, very sophisticated with the drapes and the velvet seats. The Review Cinema is a special place, isn't it?
Yes, it's a historical building that's been around for 110 years this year. We're celebrating our 110th anniversary. So it has survived two pandemics, so that's basically how old it is.
Yeah, right. Good point.
Right. And why are you keeping the vaccination certificate rule?
Well, it's not permanent. We are going to phase it out, dissolve it on April 4th. The reason why we're doing it is because we were receiving a lot of emails, a lot of phone calls from our existing customers, and just a lot of people on refunds. People were really uneasy. And basically, we sell a lot of our events, our tickets on sale way in advance. So, and they were under the assumption that the vaccine certificate policy would be would be in place. So what we're just doing is we're trying to honor that commitment to our existing ticket buyers and customers, and just give them a little bit more time to ease into the new transition of the changes that are happening.
What are you hearing from your customers other than those people who've reserved seats and want the QR codes in place? Do you mostly have customers, patrons who are in favor, who are double vaccinated, who have no issues with showing a QR code?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've gotten mostly 95% great feedback from people. The other 5% of negative feedback are usually people from not even in the city, and they're just, sending, one-star Google reviews or just tweeting at us. It is a business decision. It's not an emotional decision for us. It's a business decision. It's a compromise, and we think it's a fair policy to kind of ease people into the reality that eventually we're going to have to start learning to coexist with one another, whether we like it or not. But it may take people a little longer than just 2 weeks to get used to that. We want to give them at least a month. So April 4th is the deadline.
Well, that seems very civilized. That's very kind of the review to do that. I mean, honestly, because the rest of the city seems to be ready to just lift everything and get back to, you're hearing about a few other businesses, and they are also getting sort of negativity on social media, and, their ratings are being compromised, but you're pushing right through that. And there's no concern with the cinema about lost revenue this month?
No, absolutely not. If anything, our numbers went, way up. For ticket sales in the past since we announced it. We didn't set out to be the first theater or first major business to do this. We announced it last Tuesday because we needed to give people a week's notice. So we were hoping other businesses would follow suit, and they have. There are other theaters in the city, like the Fox in the East End is also implementing a vaccine policy still. We just want to ease people into this transition and to let people know it's just not personal attacks on anybody. It's just we care about our existing customers, and we want to make sure that if they bought a ticket, we're honoring that commitment that if we said that we're going to offer a vaccine certificate policy when we put up the event, then we're going to honor that. So, right. And that's why.
Theatergoers, they want to see the movies. What is the Review Cinema showing these days over the next few weeks?
It's Oscar season, so we'll be showing lots of Oscar fare, such as Belfast, Nightmare Alley, Drive My Car, The Worst Person in the World. Honestly, all the Best Picture nominees you can see at the Review.
Oh, great. And if I want to buy a ticket, can I do it online or do I need to come in person?
Well, yeah. So there's two ways. So for special events, we always put tickets on our Eventbrite, which you can buy off our site or our Eventbrite site. For second run film, such as the Oscar movies that I just mentioned, you can actually buy them at the door half an hour before the screen starts.
That's awesome. Serena Whitney, Programming Director at the Revue Cinema on Ronsonsvale's, Toronto's oldest standing movie theater. Great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.